is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Oh, you guys feel that?
Brisk.
Roadhouse.
Fall time. Cider.
You asked if we were ready. We said yes.
Hi, I'm Brian.
A drink, a drink, a fall drink.
A drink, a Heinz drink. Drink a Lena drink.
I wear my sweater when it's really not the cold out.
It's a Roadhouse Room. It's time for the podcast.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love Hallmark Fall movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Fall movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Fall movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yeah, they're a bunch of little dinkers.
Hey, what was that that just happened?
I would call it starting off the episode strong.
Ha! With a bang.
Yeah. That is one way you could say it.
Yep. Can't hold Panda down. Not during the fall time.
Nope. I shine. I blossom.
To be fair, you blossom, but we're all freaking blossoming because summer is over. Summer is over.
Get your floaties out of the pool. Get them out, you fool.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, what a day, everybody.
Ryan was better than the high five, that's for sure.
You're better.
There was a lunge involved.
I got excited. I was like, this is my moment.
Graham was like, I'm going to stay put.
Guys, oh my gosh, it feels good to be back with you boys today. Another Tuesday, another day that people can look on their phones and open up their calendar app and be like, oh, good. The boys are back.
The boys are back in town.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
I want. I want somebody to put a reoccurring event.
Recurring. You guys say it wrong all the time. Let's start right here. Recurring.
So the reoccurring event.
So you would say that we say recurring wrong on a reoccurring basis.
On a reoccurring basis, yes. Fair enough.
What I'm trying to say is I want somebody to put a recurring event in their calendar on every Tuesday that just says the boys are back.
Boys are back. Yep. But here's what. When do you think the schedule is going to be released? That's the question we're all asking.
The Hallmark the Christmas?
The Hallmark Christmas schedule. When do you think? Is it this week, Brian? Or have you just resigned to the fact that it's going to be end of September?
Well, here's what we have going on. So today's the 14th. On the 15th or the 16th, depending on how you count, it's 100 days till Christmas.
Boy, could be big.
So it could be something there. But the real question is, who gets it first? Lifetime Hallmark.
Ooh.
Lifetime tries to beat people to the punch sometimes, and they don't tell people what's happening. They're like, oh, we're just gonna do this.
Yeah.
I think Hallmark.
Do you think they're both waiting for the other one so they can announce more movies if they need to?
I don't know.
Do you think Lifetime is sitting there going, we've got 50, 10 of them are unwatchable, but if Hallmark goes 43,
we have them.
We're going to throw 44 out there. That sounds fun to me. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But like Hallmark's just sitting around waiting for Lifetime to announce their 42 so they can be like, 44, y'all.
That would be something.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that is accurate, but I like to think that that's what's going on.
Can I tell you what? I want to give tell props. Give props to something. Hallmark has a commercial.
It's time for prop. It's prop props corner.
It's prop Warner.
That would have been good. I went with prop corner.
I'm prop Warner. It's nice to meet you. I invented props in football.
I went with a prop corner.
It's the prop corner with Panda. Panda's prop corner.
Shout out to Hallmark for doing a really great commercial where they say we celebrate Halloween differently. Have you seen that commercial?
I love
that commercial.
I've
That's
not
great.
Seen that commercial.
These kids are trick-or-treating. It has all the fall feels, and then all of a sudden they knock on the door for trick-or-treats, and all of a sudden the house behind them lights up in full Christmas lights. And they look over, and they go over to knock on the door, and it's just all Christmas.
Okay, back to three real quick. Hallmark. That's a great commercial
idea. I know it. I couldn't believe it.
I've not even seen it, and I'm in on that commercial.
It's a good commercial.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're owning the fact that they are ridiculous about launching Christmas movies that early. The 22nd. That's ridiculous.
I mean, let's go.
Well, some might say starting fall in mid-September might be early, but
okay.
I'm not one of those people. Have you had a pumpkin spice panda?
Oh, have I? Let me tell you, on the apple crisp macchiato.
Yes.
That's delicious.
Did you watch my review, my vlog?
Yes, I have. No, he got it warm.
I know. I watched him. I don't think Panda's watched him.
It was wonderful.
It's appointment viewing.
It is.
Got to check out the vlog. It's the year of the vlog, baby.
It's the year of the vlog. Yeah, it's the year of the vlog. Guys, are you ready to dive into Roadhouse Romance?
Oh, Let's do it. First fall movie, Brand.
First fall movie. You got Roadhouses. Roadhouse.
You got barbecue sauce.
BBQ.
BBQ. You got country music.
Ooh.
You guys ready to dive in?
Let's do it.
Roadhouse Romance, originally.
Cold beer on a Friday night. Pair of jeans that fit just right. In the radio up.
Like to see the sunrise.
Sunrise.
Feel the love of a woman's eyes.
Woman's eyes.
Feel the touch of a precious child. No mother's You can get lost in the ochres there because then it just goes right back to chicken.
You know what? Sometimes I think the reviews are right about us.
There's one review that said their fast forward button gets a lot of use. There's no way on this episode. What, we're 7 minutes deep? We haven't even mentioned the movie?
We just did.
You're here for all of it.
Roadhouse Romance originally aired on September 11th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. Callie returns home from a tour of duty to all sorts of changes. Her grandpa passed away. His barbecue joint, Tucker's, is being run by her family now, her mom and I believe her aunts. Is that correct?
Her aunt.
And the barbecue sauce is missing. Now, there is barbecue sauce, but the barbecue sauce is missing. Tucker's sauce is missing.
They don't say the recipe. They say the sauce is missing.
Sauce is missing.
The sauce is lost.
Now, also, ticket sales are super low for the festival, Tucker's Festival, that's coming up. And also, her boyfriend, who she thought was her boyfriend, is now dating someone else. She didn't know that. It's a whole thing. We then meet Luke. Luke is traveling across the country with his agent to deliver a present to his girlfriend. Luke is a TV director. His agent really wants to stop for some barbecue, so they pull into Tucker's, and his Mustang hits the tire of Callie's truck, which causes his car not to start. So naturally, they're going to stay at the room above the barbecue joint. Luckily for them, there's music every night. The next day, Callie drives him into town, and on the way, his girlfriend Jillian calls, and he's like, "I gotta, this is an important call. Can you pull over?" And so he gets out of the car, and he's out there for a while talking on the phone, and so she's just like, "I gotta go, bye," leaves him. He's gotta walk the rest of the way back into town. It's a fun time. The next day, Callie drives. Oh, that's what I just said. So he is walking. He gets back and he finds out that my car's not fixed yet. I'm going to be here for a while. He finds out that he's going to be spending more time in the town and even more time with Callie, writing down all of her quotes that her grandpa used to say, listening to her sing, and then they dance. His girlfriend Jillian tells him that she's going to be in a feature film called Island Girl.
Island Girl.
That was beautiful.
I know, so good.
And he's like, okay, send me the script. Turns out the script is trash. He doesn't know what to do about this situation. So he decides, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it to Callie to read. Okay, so Callie then meets up with her ex-boyfriend because he's broken up with his new girlfriend. They go out together. He's talking bad about Luke, and she's like, shove off. Then Luke tells Jillian that he doesn't like the script, and she's like, shove off, but she's going to surprise him by coming to Tucker's. Good news, everybody. Callie found the barbecue sauce.
Woo!
Jillian
sauce is lost no more.
Then Jillian shows up, and both he and Callie are very shocked by the situation because they were enjoying barbecue sauce. He then gives Jillian the birthday gift. It's the car, the Mustang.
Oh,
giddy up! The whole time, Luke is
staying.
The whole time, Luke is with Jillian driving in the car. You can tell there's something a little bit off there. It's time for Luke to leave, and he's eating lunch with his agent after they leave town. And Luke is like, man, missed that town. And the agent Dan,
as you will.
I was like, man, Tucker's hasn't sold enough tickets for the Fall Fest. Well, that's a bummer, huh? Man, I wish it was something we could do. What do you think they're going to do, boys?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you what they're going to do. He's hanging out with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's like, you got to do Island Girl. And he's like, I don't want to do Island Girl. Island Girl's trash. And she's like, just do it for me. And he's like, I'll make you a deal. If you post on your social media about the Fall Fest, then I'll do Island Girl.
Mm.
So suddenly the next day, they're all getting ready to tear down. They're like, we're done with this Fall Fest. We're not selling enough tickets. Suddenly sold out. Goes from 56 tickets to 300 tickets. Kind of like Bramble Fest.
It's wild.
So so sold out. No one knows what's going on. And then Callie finds out on social media, oh, Jillian posts about this. Why would she do that? Then Dan, who's back?
Dan's back. Back again.
Dan's shacking up with the aunt.
Yeah, they're correct? Shacking up.
Wow.
Man, that is bold.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Wow.
It was a guess on my point. Anyways, he's there. He's like, oh, yeah, he did this deal. So it's time for the big festival. Everyone's playing. Callie sings a song. And then in comes my
on your face, let you know that you need
my good boy Luke walks
look
in
your eye, saying you'll never leave me.
My good boy Luke walks in the back, and he's like, man, this is good, some good stuff. Mm-hmm. She then walks out, sees him, and is like, where's Jillian? And he's like, I'll tell you where Jillian is. Up the creek without a paddle.
Oh.
We've decided to end our relationship, both personal.
Personal and professional.
Oh, both personal. You guys know both personal. He's a good
personal.
Guy. The whole personal.
The newest really. Bose personal speakers oh, are out of this world. He says we're over Bose. Both personally and professionally, and that means you know what it means. It's time to kiss. They lead in, they kiss, they do a little bit more dancing, and that, my friends, was
Roadhouse Romance.
We did it. Old Bo's personal. I love that.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about this movie and so much more.
So much more. We're going to do this movie and so much more.
I don't know. All right. About that.
You don't know what I got on my sleeves. Guys, Bo's called. They said we weren't allowed to mention that.
We can't mention the personal yet.
Not yet. It's not coming out until later this year.
Wow. Crazy.
They're going to do a big reveal next week.
On the Earth will pay.
So I don't know how we found out about it, but they are mad.
We'll take it out. Don't worry. Take it out
in post. Take it out in post. Trace, you got that?
What's wrong with Trace? Okay. Trace, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, what was that sound you just made?
Well, if you knew, you'd know.
Okay.
But I was eating some sauerkraut.
Okay.
A little bit got stuck in the esophagus. I couldn't use words verbally.
Fair enough. More than fair.
But I could go, God bless. Guys, we're talking about Roadhouse Romance, the first of six Fall Fest movies.
Mm, let's go.
But the only one of those fall movies with our good boy, Tyler Hines.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Let's break this movie down. I think we should do it with four segments. I think we should start with the hot take,
Okay. Where
we share exactly how we felt about this movie. We don't hold back. And I could start with myself, but I might hold back.
Mm-hmm. You might.
I could start with my good friend Dan, but you're looking like a little scuttlebutt.
Would somebody not hold any bars?
There's one person I know that is anti-bars, and it's this guy right here.
Right there.
Don't want to brag
Panda,
or anything.
You are Mr. Fall.
Yeah.
You are turtleneck with a hot cider.
You bet.
In a human being.
That's me.
Tell me what you thought about this fall movie, Roadhouse Romance.
Okay, I underestimated how much I was going to like Lauren Elena. Lauren Elena and Tyler Hines in this. I love them. They're great. I overestimated how much I would care about barbecue. And there's a lot of barbecue sauce talk, and there is, this plot is, woo, it's wafer thin. It is non-existent, and is purely carried along by Tyler Hines and Lauren Elena's like just charm. She is charming in this movie, in my opinion. I think she's great. Yeah, this movie is not good. It's not a good movie, but there's enough fall-ish stuff to make me be happy for it. But man, the plot's bad. It's the real bad.
So it's so minimal, man.
It's so minimal, and that was disappointing for me overall. Man, yeah, there's just not a lot happening here. It's purely carried along. If there's not, when Tyler and Lauren are on screen together, it's great. After that, the movie's just, it's real bad. And so overall, they elevate it, but not enough to make this a good movie. So it's a no for Panda overall, which bums me out. There's a lot of wait what's in this movie.
It's no, just, it's airtight. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's tough.
I don't have many wait what's.
None? Just a few. Out. Just a couple.
My love for Tyler Hines, it doesn't need to be at this point. Like, this is, what, fourth movie this year? Third?
Fourth, I think.
So, it's like, it was whatever.
Always you, Sweet Carolina. Oh, this is the third. He's got Christmas will be his fourth. Yeah.
So, it's just like, you know, old hag at this point.
Yeah.
I love her a lot.
Lauren Elena.
I thought she was delightful.
Yeah.
Like, there was something very sincere about her performance that I just found to be incredibly endearing. And but once again, I'm torn because my guy Tyler is in a relationship again, and I don't know why they keep doing this to me, because I do love them together and I want them to end up together, but still a little sketchball, Now, Jillian acknowledges he's a flirt, isn't he? So I guess it's just who he is, but a little sketchy on the little sketch. But aside from that, I quite enjoyed this movie. Is there plot? Probably not, really. As far as like a movie long one, there's things that come up and you're like, well, I guess this is the direction we're going for the next 10. And then we'll find out what's going to happen after that. But aside from that, you know, no, not one big one, but doesn't matter to me because this is a big win for Brand. I loved it. I had a lot of fun. And if you didn't, that's okay too.
You have to, at this point, just be in the tank for Tyler Hines.
What do you mean? I mean,
like you, this is borderline, not objective.
Dude, it's bad. Like I hear you.
I will say this. Hallmark has thrown down the gauntlet. If they're going to make a worse fall movie than this season, I'd like to see it, because this movie is probably bottom three for the year.
Oh my God.
Tyler Hines, here's what they've done here. This is an experiment. What's the worst movie we can, script, writing, everything, that we can put Tyler Hines in to see if he can single-handedly save it? I think Lauren Elena is incredibly charming. I think Tyler Hines is incredibly charming. They have nothing to do, nothing to work with, and they are caught in the midst of a maelstrom of terrible. It is bad out there. And Tyler and Lauren are a part of that bad. I love those guys. The Heinies are going to kill me for this. It is his worst movie by a mile, no questions asked. It's going to be the worst fall movie. There's a South Beach Quinceañera movie for fall. I just want to let you know. This is going to be the worst one by a mile. It is not worth anyone's time. Plot, razor thin. She's a lieutenant in the Army. Why? We don't know. Who knows? She's got to literally sing for her supper. They have a homecoming for her. She has to sing at her own thing. The movie is just aimless.
Hold on a second. Can I stop you there?
It's terrible.
If you could sing, if that was a thing you did growing up, Let me just say this, okay? Can I throw this one boy at you? You're at New Direction Church, right? With your dad. And what?
It's not my dad's church.
That's the one across the street from that church?
Correct.
You're at the one across the street from New Direction. And you sang growing up every Sunday, Dan's doing a solo. You come back.
Yeah.
Those people are going to make you sing.
I'm just saying, she sings twice in the movie until the big end. And both times they're at her own celebrations.
Yeah. All I'm saying is
they have nothing to do. And they can't even figure out a good time for Lauren Elena to sing, for crying out loud.
Boy, she's great, isn't she?
She can sing.
Whoa.
And you know what? A marked improvement over Kelly Pickler from an American Idol country alum. Sheesh. Look, it's clear she hasn't acted much, but the way that she acts in this movie is not bad. The problem is that the script is inherently bad. Before she gets her hands on the paper, it's not good. The direction doesn't make any sense. The movie doesn't hold together. It's bad. I love Tyler. I love you, bro. Great guy. They all can't be winners. This, not a winner. It just isn't. There's nothing we can do about that. It's a bad movie. Doesn't matter who's in it. It doesn't matter. Daniel Day-Lewis isn't saving this thing.
There's nothing you can do for this movie.
It is just
DOA, baby.
That's exactly right. It is one of the worst of the year, if not the worst of the year. It's down in that bottom six. You heard me.
I'll fight you. I'll give you all the movies. I'm not allowing it. Not allowing it.
I had a lot of fun with the movie, but it's not a good movie.
I'm not allowing it. I'm not allowing it. I'll trade the things that I would trade. I can't mention it now, but I would trade it.
Love you, Tyler. Love you, bro. You're great. You take your job seriously. This was we have a real clunker on our hands. How can we fix it? Tyler Hines, that's how we can fix it. And it was just like you put the best Band-Aid on a severed torso. It's what you did. Yeah. It's just not good. It's a bad movie. And we all know it.
I will say, let's write that idea down. Because I think there's something there. If we could make a really good Band-Aid,
yep.
That would help a lot of people.
Hey! My bottom half separate from my top half.
I don't have legs. Do you have a Band-Aid that could help?
Slap it on right there.
It's like a belt.
We call it the best Band-Aid belt.
It's a sticky belt.
Wow.
How are we
not wealthy yet, boys?
Speak for yourself. Boys, let's get to all the feels. The part of the show we talk about what in this movie gave us feels. Fall feels, perhaps. No
fall feels. Because it is very, as Woof. You point out, fall adjacent. I will, just a heads up, Hallmark, you throwing up a couple fall decorations at a roadhouse.
Leaves and pumpkins, go.
Go. It's a fall movie. Come on, we can do better. But the thing that I thought was cute was when Tyler Hines tells, what's her character's name? I can't even think. Callie. He says, hey, you probably are the person who has a bunch of postcards underneath your bed that the guy sent you letters and you keep under your bed. And she gives him that look of, no, I don't, and everything. But she really does. It's just, it's so cute. I love it. She pulls it out. She's adorable, man. Like, she reminds me of so many of my friends I grew up with. Holy smokes.
And once again, I'm not saying this as a detriment. It's clear she hasn't acted much. But it's also clear
she's
doing the best with what she has.
Unreal.
And she's very endearing. Like, it just, there's nothing to help
her. It was like hanging out. Dude, I'm telling you, it was so many of my friends I grew up with. Like, she just reminded me of, like, an amalgam of so many friends. And so I think I had probably a better time with this movie because it felt like I was watching one of my friends, you know, act. It was fun.
Probably at the same caliber.
I know, before I say this, that you guys are gonna give me a hard time. So I don't really need it right now.
Okay.
And you know, brain@duckdonhallmark.com. I don't care. Like, just let me know.
Tyler's my best friend, and so I gotta always say his things are good all the time. Tyler did a good job, and he's good in all the movies. Tyler and Beverly Hills Wedding. It's 4 stars. Should premiere at Cannes.
No. Trash film. It
should win the Palme d'Or.
I thought. That the Notebook bit was fun. I liked it.
Where he's writing down all of her sayings.
Yep. I liked it a lot. I thought that it was a really, it gave me feels every time it was happening. Boy. That's all. So the guys just get like get off, shove off, like whatever you got to do. But like, I don't need it from you right now.
Okay.
No, right now you've already boned me out with your hot take. I don't need it from you with all the feels.
Did you think I was coming in hotter?
I thought you were coming a little warmer. I'll say that much.
Sorry, bud.
A little warmer.
Sorry.
There's nothing we can do here.
There's something you can do. Bottom six?
Yes.
Like, go take yourself down to Olaney's and, like, stay there. Because I don't want it. Like, I don't. Like, it's bumming me out. You couldn't even get into Fitzy's.
This is worse than Journey of My Heart.
Uh-uh.
You heard it here first.
No.
It's worse than Journey of My Heart.
No.
It is.
No.
Yeah. Journey of My Heart makes more sense. Journey of My Heart has some like Native American culture that they're trying to pass along and has good scenery.
This is better than Chasing Waterfalls.
I see what you did there. I had Southern accent feels. The Southern accents, at least for the mom and Lauren Elena, were dead on point. They felt real. And that made me feel a little bit like home. And that was my feels. And the rest of the movie, I felt real bad about.
Kind Let's take a quick sick break. To my stomach. We'll be back here at Deck the Home Button.
Oh, no.
Olaney's is hiring.
Couldn't even get in the 50s.
What up, y'all?
Are we doing like student college radio? What just happened?
What up, y'all? Welcome to WBOI.
Right. We got, we're going to do a games on the quad for the Greek games. That's coming on Tuesday.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be off the chain.
But first, my buddy Slinky wrote in this song. We're going to play it. What up, y'all? It's time for Weight Watchers, the part of the show where we tell everybody what our Weight Watchers are, you know, while you're watching this
really
movie.
Really big show. Like, like Ed Sullivan.
And you're like, what's going on here? That's what this segment is. And I'm going to start with my good friend Dan Dano. Pano? I'm going to start with my good friend Panda. Panda?
All right, sounds good. So Tyler Hines, Luke, says at one point, you don't tow a classic car. And I would just like to point out, yes, you most certainly can and do.
Yes.
Frequently. It happens a lot. You can and you should. There's a quote that her granddad says, you got to risk it to get the biscuit. And I still don't know what that means.
I've actually heard that.
I've heard it and I don't know what it means.
Well, it's just to get the thing that you want. Sometimes you got
to
risk
it. I've never had to risk a single thing to get a biscuit.
The biscuit is metaphorical. Not a real biscuit. If you have to risk something important to you in your life to eat a biscuit, I would suggest
you're not doing life right.
Not eating that biscuit ever under any circumstances. But when that Bojangles hits right,
oh boy,
they got the butter brushed on there.
I'd risk a lot.
Oh boy,
do they deliver?
Dude, my mouth's watering a little bit for some. It's bow time.
Imagine like a good old basket of fries and some biscuits?
My gosh, a Bowberry right biscuit.
Whoa. Are you willing to give it your fast? Boy. Tonight?
No, we got stuff to do. We're going to be here till midnight, man. Yep.
I understand, but like, might as well.
I want to know how she
gets bow time. I don't know.
Bow time waits for no man.
That's
her new slogan.
I want to know how she caught barbecue sauce on fire. But no smoke. It's just fire.
There's
no smoke after that, which is impressive.
Yeah.
Dan says at one point, when Jillian goes viral, she really goes viral.
That's my favorite line of this movie.
I don't know what that means.
When she goes viral, she really goes viral.
I don't know if that's a thing.
That doesn't make any sense whether or not you're talking about a virus or going viral. It doesn't make sense either way.
No,
not a bit.
Not a thing. And then the final thing I just want to point out is that Tyler Hines' character, Luke, is in fact, and I know we got some pushback from... what was the one him and Krako, where he was dating.
It was always you.
That was it. We got some pushback when we said, hey, this is shady. This just feels objectively shady to me. And here's why. He talks with Jillian and he says to Jillian, here, if you tweet this out or post it on Instagram.
He never says that.
He says, then I will do a follow up and I will make this movie. Like, I'm not going to do anything with the script. She agrees.
Dan. Dan tells us that.
The part of the conversation that we are privy to is
what would it take for you to do this movie?
Is her saying, I'll do anything, basically.
And then he says, okay. Yeah. And so granted, I guess we don't see it, but Dan, there's no reason to sit there and think that Hallmark's trying to pull anything didn't see the full conversation.
What I'm saying is we don't see the conversation where he breaks up with her, where she probably says, if you're breaking up with me, I don't want you on this movie. That probably happens, right?
I don't know, because he said he says at the end, he's like, I turned down the movie.
Yeah.
So to me, what you have here is somebody who has turned down the movie, not done what he said he would do, broken up with his girlfriend in the process, all to help this other girl who he's been flirting with the entire time. Mm. It's a real bad look for him.
Yeah.
There's just not a good way to spin this. And that is, to me, in a channel that goes out of its way to make its character squeaky clean for the most part.
In a like, channel.
Yeah, guys, I don't know what to tell you. Like, this is bad. Like, this is bad.
That's shady doing.
The scene where they're dancing together in this movie, if he's not in a relationship with someone else, that scene is an all-the-feels scene.
Yes.
Because it is one of the few moments in this entire film that rings true, period. Yes. But because he's in a long-term relationship where he just bought this woman a car, it feels kind of worse than the rest of the movie.
But they try to save it when she's like, he's kind of a flirt, huh? Like, she knows it. It's like an agreed.
He dances intimately with other women.
Like, it's an agreed upon bit.
It's not bad. Yeah, what were you doing?
This is bad,
it's
y'all.
It's terrible, y'all.
Terrible, y'all.
Are you Paula Deen?
It's just bad. Don't like it.
What up, y'all? We're back at WBIO. That was Slinky Jam.
Slinky Jam was so good.
Look, we're going to take it down to Peter. Peter's down on the quad.
Peter in the quad. How's it going in the Greek games?
Oh, man, there's water. Got a keg.
Pete, you're
there's
so
a
funny.
Keg?
You know, it's a couple kegs.
How many kegs?
At least three.
We're going to play my buddy Arnold's 10-minute jam. I'm going to run down to the quad. Try to get a better handle on this situation. What up, y'all?
Dude, I do have a problem because every time Pete answers there's another keg. There's a keg.
What, I think
there's
that's
a couple kegs. There's at least three kegs. I'm a little concerned.
But that's why the host has to go figure it out.
Yeah, he's got to go figure it out.
Man, but luckily,
Pete's wild, man.
Luckily, he's got a 10-minute experimental jam. So,
so good.
College radio is the worst, huh?
Oh boy, is it? Bits about college radio kind of worse than that.
I had a theology segment on college radio.
Oh man,
it was as bad as
I
you
bet
think.
You were so cool. Reaching the masses. It's probably like four people listening.
Hey, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Were you answering submitted questions or was it just a free form?
No, it was just like, a free form. I was just riffing kinda, with another guy.
Yeah, you were.
You were in college though. You didn't like guest as an adult.
No. This was college.
Because you're going to get a lot of emails.
Yeah.
Now that the word's out that you're doing college radio.
That's right.
Guys, I don't know much about cars. I don't claim to. The details behind what happened here, it are still foggy to me to this day. So he's going real fast in the parking lot, right? She's backing up. She stops and he stops. I don't feel like we hear anything.
He
hits just the tire.
Yeah, and it apparently messes up one part.
Is that possible? To just hit,
if
hit
his is a low riding
hit the tire?
Mustang and she's got a big SUV that's lifted, maybe? I mean,
but still, then how did that hitting?
Yeah, apparently one part is broken, and since it's so a little Mustang trivia for you.
The Mustang first, trivia.
The first year of Mustang was a half year. It was 64 and a half. The 64 and a half Mustang. I think that's what that car is. I could be wrong. It could be like something else. I don't know cars that well. But it looks like a 64 and a half. It could, but like the 65, 66 is whatever. But what they're saying is the car is so rare that they need to order this part and it's going to take a few days.
Yeah.
Which I still don't understand why he has to stay with the car, which was your point.
You could tow it.
Like if you're that big a deal.
You don't want to know. You don't want to tell
I don't understand why that's a big deal.
Were they Lockhart to Nashville? How far could it be?
Well, they could do it in a couple hours. Like, yes. I think that's the crazy thing. And
could literally come back for the car. They're in the same state of the destination.
It's bad, dude. This movie is bad.
It's real bad. Like, it's not like they're in Tennessee going to Los Angeles.
Sure, no, I'm aware.
They're a few hours away, and he's like, I got to stay put just in case. What is that?
You have to. Did you know that there was the car? The car was going to be the gift? I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, yeah, because he said, I've got to drop off this.
But he also,
yeah, I just thought he was going to bring
green.
It. Yeah, I know.
How did you not put this together?
That car was more like a
I was wondering if that gift works for her. Like, why would she want that gift?
Yeah, I just didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, good for you.
So she's at the Fall Fest, right? And I just want to set this up for anybody who didn't see this movie. Before Fall Fest, before the Instagram social media post, there were 56 total tickets sold. Mm-hmm. After the post, sold out 300 tickets total.
Yes.
So she is getting ready to sing Grandpa's song, which is the Smile.
Smile on my face. It's a real country song.
It's not like it's Grandpa's song. Yeah. She starts off by saying, you all remember my grandpa Tucker. And I just want to let her know there's about 250-ish people here
that came from an Instagram post
that do indeed not know your grandpa Tucker. And to that point, there's not 300 people there, nor mm-hmm. could 300 people fit in poor Tucker's
not
restaurant.
In a million years.
I had questions about the social media post and the honesty about that, because it's just super shady doings. Yeah. But we've already discussed it, and that's all that I got. Dan?
Yeah. We're to the point in this show where I try never to bring up a green screen anymore, because we're just, you know, hundreds of movies in.
Yeah.
The driving green screens in this movie are one of a kind bad. I mean, they are like SNL sketch bad in this movie, and I, for the life of me, don't know how they put it on TV. During the movie, Lauren Elena's character, Callie, says that her and her grandpa, they would make one batch of sauce for the year over the summer.
Oh, boy.
How big is that batch of sauce? That is just, I mean, it would have to be a ship full of sauce. I don't know if you know people, when it comes to barbecue and sauce, they slather that junk on there. There is no world where one batch of sauce does the trick for a year. It just doesn't.
She asked about the sauce and they're like, oh, we just ran out of grandpa's. I was like, I'm sorry. Just now you did?
How long has grandpa been? When's the last time you were home for a summer?
Listen, the key of the sauce, and this is what you can't forget, it's preservatives. It's just pump that MSG, just like the good stuff.
The fridge for forever.
The good stuff.
She's a lieutenant in the army, and she comes home. And I just want to say,
I mean, they say that, yeah.
This town, it is just incredibly kind that 8 of them show up for her homecoming. God bless those 8 people who said, you know what? Tucker's grandkids home from the army. Let's 8 of us show up. You know, 2/3 of a dozen. Let's give her the full treatment. You know, the full boy. Let's do that. I think that's great.
You guys know my grandpa.
I am all about dogs over food and dogs over people. I love my dogs. They're family. They're wonderful. She leaves a kitchen on fire to run after her dog in the street when Tyler Hines is already chasing the dog. You got to put that fire out. You can't burn that restaurant to the ground. The kitchen is on fire, and she's like, got to go chase old dog. Major George Jones or whatever his name is. Not good. Tyler's agent in this movie,
Dan,
raves. His name's Dan. Raves about the barbecue. But the only time we see him eating food, he's eating an entire plate of either veggie straws that you buy in the store that your toddler eats or bad celery sticks. And I don't know which it is, but my man isn't eating any barbecue. It's a plate full of celery sticks for him. Make sure they're rubbery and old and warm if you could.
Did you see any barbecue in this movie other than the wings?
She's eating a sandwich at the beginning of the movie that looked like a pulled pork sandwich.
It just looked like bread to me.
It was not good at all. Not good. I do want to be clear about something. There is no such thing as a world famous TV director. Okay? Tyler Hines' job in this movie is world famous TV director. Doesn't exist. Name me one that works right now, but he just works in TV and he's world famous, but he can't make the jump to the big screen. Doesn't exist. Not a thing.
Plant Jones.
Plant Jones is killer. My goodness.
Yep.
38 episodes of CSI Horse. He's just been killing.
Unreal.
Here's the thing.
Ron Oliver's up there, huh?
Ron Oliver is the most famous TV director that I know, and he makes movies on TV, and still nobody's heard of that Joker that's not in Hallmark. Okay? Here's the thing, is if you are a TV director and get offered a big budget on location starring major stars movie, you don't go, well, artistically, it's not the thing that I've signed up to. You've been making TV for a decade, bro. Are you kidding me right now? Stop acting like you're Paul Thomas Anderson and get in a chair and say action. This is absurd.
No, dude. It's you absurd. You didn't read the script.
I clearly didn't read the script. You know what? That movie sounds a lot like Aloha Hawaii. That is actually my What the Hallmark. That, the reason he said no is that movie's Aloha Hawaii. That's my What the Hallmark. Mm. You get it early. I do want to be clear, because I have a couple more left. I do want to be clear. This grandpa has his sauce recipe written down but won't share it with anyone. But before he dies, sometime in the year before he dies, he snoops around his granddaughter's room, finds her most private place with her most prized possessions, and he just slips it in there. This guy is a year from death. He's on his hands and knees under the bed going, this will save the day.
Are we sure she didn't put it in there?
No.
Grandpa did.
Grandpa took her
blood. They thank that? Him. There's a whole scene where they thank him.
I know. I know that they do.
Dude, dies of old age.
Let me tell you where you're at right now, Brad.
You are realizing.
You're realizing how bad this movie is.
No.
Guys, I will give you that there's no plot to this movie.
Dude, it is awful.
I had fun. Now, if you're asking me, did I have fun? Yeah, sure. It was fun, but it's a bad movie.
Oh, Gramps.
Sure, whatever.
Gramps has.
It's real bad.
Gramps has precious moments left in life. He is trying to carpe the diem, man. He's trying to make the most of every day. Hold on a second. I got to go find a hiding place for my receipt. I'm going to check out under Lauren's bed. See if I can make that
here
happen.
It is.
Good gracious. Embarrassing for all involved. But the most embarrassing thing in this movie, and I can't believe neither of you have said it. I can't believe it. When homegirl, the Tyler Hines' girlfriend's SUV arrives in town, they show a picture of it, and there's something on the windshield of the SUV.
Love Fall Harvest.
It's just a little sticker that says Fall Harvest on it. Yeah. Why?
I don't understand.
It's a truck. What? It's clearly an SUV they've been using at the Hallmark Channel. And there's a sticker that they didn't take off that just says Fall Harvest.
How big's this sticker?
It's like a bumper sticker.
It's like this big.
Yeah.
But it's there's, on the side windshield of the SUV.
It doesn't make any sense.
But for why?
I don't
even
know.
I thought she was excited about this Fall Harvest.
It's not a Fall Harvest. It's a Fall Festival.
And now that you pointed out.
She's not coming for the Fall Festival.
Wait,
I didn't think that was odd. I was like, maybe she preemptively got a bumper sticker.
So on the SUV, there's a big
sticker that says Fall Festival.
Fall Harvest.
Fall Harvest, that's right, sorry.
It doesn't say anything about Fall Festival. It says Hallmark's Fall Harvest, and I'm pretty sure Hallmark's in...
It says Hallmark's?
I don't know if it says Hallmark or not.
We will take this to the tape.
My kids are napping. My wife actually is like, I'll endure this one with you, whatever. And I said, I rewound it. I was like, there's a Fall Harvest sticker on that SUV. And my wife cannot stop laughing. She's like, I can't believe this is a real movie. And I was like, it technically isn't.
What? But filmmaking, like, why do that? Like, do they have so many SUVs on?
Do you think they're set trying to that get are B-roll like B-roll and they just?
But why do they have it there in the first place?
Maybe it's an Easter egg.
Do they have so many SUVs on set that they need to know which one's for the Fall Harvest movie?
Or maybe they're just trying to change by season. So next time you'll get a spring sticker up there or whatever. I don't know. I just know it is one of the more, because if it's supposed to be there for the sake of the movie, that makes less sense. It makes more sense that they used a Hallmark SUV by accident than a full blackout SUV driving around a big time star with a sticker on the side window that's this big and just says Fall Harvest.
But why do they do it anyways? Like,
I have no idea.
Oh, because the girlfriend's coming in.
I'm asking, why would Hallmark do that to their SUVs on set?
It doesn't make any sense. I have no idea. It's crazy. You're looking it up.
I'm
right
trying
now
to find it. I'll do it. I'll do it after.
We'll do it afterwards.
After the fact. But I missed it entirely.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's wild.
It is something.
I rationalized in my mind in the moment. I was like, well,
there's no fall festival, and she's not there for the fall festival.
I knew that, but I was like, maybe she got really excited. Maybe she loves small
time. This movie is a turd. Yeah, it is. Bad. It is. Now, I will say this. It went by quicker, I think, than some other ones. So if we're doing that thing where it's like better bad than boring. But qualitatively, it is 100% bottom five. It's not good. No question.
It's time for What the Hallmark. It's the part of the show. We talk about what questions we still have that we love some answers to. I'm starting to get from Panda. Panda?
I'd like to know more about Artemis Man or whatever, the little collectible toy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like there's a whole world about
I think it's something he directed. Right?
Yeah, but it's gone big, and he bought a collectible.
When they go viral, they like really go viral.
When they go viral.
I found it. It does say Fall Hard.
You thought I was lying.
No, I just don't understand.
It's wild, isn't it?
It is truly wild. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a bad movie.
Okay. Saying. You back off. My big one. Yeah, here we go. And I don't think it says Hallmark. It just says. It doesn't say Hallmark.
Yeah. It just says Fall Harvest.
It just says Fall Harvest.
That's weird. That's a bumper sticker that's supposed to be on your bumper, and it's on the side window.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It has to be a Easter egg that Hallmark thought was great, and then
it is just one of the more blatant.
I don't understand.
It's terrible. You got a What the Hallmark brand?
Yeah, I do. I mean, well, you kind of mentioned it a little bit, but it's the movie, and what about this movie is so bad? It's a rom-com. Like, how bad can it be?
Yeah.
Like,
well, he's got some artistic integrity because he's a TV director.
He's a sci-fi guy.
You're telling me all the episodes of TV he directed, he those are all like top shelf art?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, art, so it just all had to do with Island Girl. Good. Island Girl.
I mean,
Dan, gracious. Do you have another one? Or are you
just the fact that it's Aloha Hawaii. That's why he stayed away. And it makes sense to me.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. We're going to be back tomorrow. No Christmas classic this week. Instead, Cherry Street. What's the name of the
Murder on Cherry Street. I don't know.
Whatever the one from Cherry Street.
Murder.
Redemption and the Murder of the Cherries.
I don't think that's it. Our double decker, though, is Trevor Clark. I can tell you that.
Trevor Clark.
Double decker of the week. Trevor Clark. Tell me about him.
Oh, man. He's so great. Launched a new podcast called The Spooky Apple Podcast.
Spooky Apple Podcast?
Yeah.
Or is it called The Spooky?
No, The Spooky Apple.
Okay. The Spooky Apple.
Yeah. The Spooky Apple. Spooky
Is it about Apple the brand?
No.
It's about an actual apple.
Yeah, it's about apples that look kind of spooky come Halloween time. Okay. So often for apples and for things like that.
So
it's great.
This guy interviews folks that have found an apple they think looks particularly spooky. Yeah,
and they bring
spooky.
It on, and they bring it on the pod.
They bring
and
they the talk, apple on.
Yep, they talk a little bit about it.
Do they, like, why do they need the apple on? Can't they just bring a picture?
No, they, it's
well, kind some of... Well, some of the apples are haunted.
Yeah,
right.
You don't want to touch them. But how do you bring them in?
On a cart.
Gloves, and then...
on a cart. Is there, like, one example that sticks out to you of Trev's podcast?
I got a clip!
Yeah, you do.
Doom.
Sometimes fall festivals are more than you plan
dun,
for.
Dun, 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 dun,
sometimes
dun, dun,
autumn dun, has a way of auto man.
Dun, dun,
sometimes dun, apples bite back. Welcome to the Spooky Apple Podcast.
What's up, y'all? I got an apple here with me today, brought in by Tony Ramone. Tony, tell me about your apple.
Oh, it's Ramone.
Sorry, Tony. Sorry, Tony.
So this apple, when I saw it originally, I said, I'll be dang gum. That is the voice
of Tony, you hear?
Rick Astley.
And I understand you got an EVP of
and
that.
And all of a sudden it started rolling. And I was like, that's a Rick roll.
And I understand.
By itself, nobody touched it. The ghost of Rick Astley is alive in this greatest myth.
And I understand that you got an EVP of that, an electronic voice phenomenon.
I do. I had my clippers on hand, and I hit record. You want to play that clip?
Cue that clip, Trace.
Man.
Wow.
Boy. Trace, you produced that?
Uh-huh.
The intro sounded professionally done.
Yeah, I loved it.
Sometimes so the good. Autumn can turn into Auto Man.
I don't know what that means. Sometimes the apple bites back, and I think that says it all. I'm super pumped about this podcast.
There's a lot of things that I love about it. We're going to be back tomorrow with another episode. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.